This is the Family Center for Recovery show. Join us now to learn ways to begin the path to recovery. The Family Center for Recovery treats patients that most centers don't. Learn more at FCFRMD.com. That's FCFRMD.com.
And here we are, Family Center for Recovery show. You just tuned in. I'm your host, Peter Nathan. New time, new station. We're on 1 o'clock now, and we're over on AM 850. Thanks for making us a part of your Sunday afternoon. And with us back to the show, somebody that you've heard us talk before about Family Center, James Santamarina. James is the Director of Family Services over at Family Center for Recovery. James, thanks for joining us in the studio.
Thanks for having me again, Peter. Very happy to be back.
Excellent. So, Family Center for Recovery. There are a lot of things that make Family Center unique. And, I mean, probably what would be the area that you'd like to probably maybe talk about first about Family Center? Or would you like to tell us a little bit about your background? How about we start with a little bit about your background and kind of tell us a little bit about yourself and how you found Family Center?
So there's so much that, you know, I want to talk about, especially being on a new station and getting our listeners the information that hopefully can help them and their loved ones in their life. And that's, you know, the number one goal of this radio show is to really educate the public and to really just make sure that everybody understands the severity of psychiatric illness as a whole, and to make sure that they know what their options are and that there are options out there for them. A little bit about myself is I've worked for Family Center for Recovery for about 2.5 years now. I found them because I actually went to treatment myself. Just cut right to the chase. And it was very hard to go into a treatment center in the state of Florida when I was coming from New York. All my family's in New York. My whole life is rooted in New York. And here I was uprooting everything to go to treatment in Florida. And so grateful for that decision. It wasn't much of a decision. You know, my family had come to that point where they weren't really too keen on me sticking around for too much longer because of the trouble I was getting in. But what a great decision. And ending up at Family Center for Recovery was the best thing that ever happened to me. And I'm really looking forward to sharing parts of my story with the listeners. But I also offer that unique perspective of being able to share as a former patient and as a current employee and giving both sides of view for our listeners out there today. I'm really excited to do that.
It's so cool as far as to share with us your story and as far as how you found Family Center and what really does make Family Center so unique from so many different facilities that are out there. Probably one of the main things is we're what? A full continuum of care over at Family Center. For our listeners, could you maybe kind of go over a full continuum of care and also the different levels of care and how all that works for at Family Center?
Absolutely. It's huge. Continuum of care. To start, you know, in the state of Florida, there are so many treatment facilities, and it's honestly quite sad because most of these facilities are set up and grounded as a strict business. Family Center for Recovery does not take that approach. Yes, being completely honest, there has to be the business aspect to keep the place going, but we are focused on families and getting people well. And the evidence in that is the fact that we are owned and operated by a triple board certified psychiatrist. This makes us extremely unique in the sense that we're the only facility in Florida that's the case, unfortunately. And with the continuum of care, what you find a lot of these centers, they have there may be an IOP center, an intensive outpatient center, or maybe they're an OP center, an outpatient center. But with us, we do everything. We start the patient in detox if it's necessary. Some patients, it's not necessary. Then we have residential level of care, our highest level of care as far as stabilizing a patient. Then we have partial hospitalization program, otherwise known as day and night with community housing. And then we have our intensive outpatient and outpatient. And really what the continuum of care allows us to do is to see a patient through and through. From the beginning, their behaviors when they're most unhealthy, and just getting to know them with that supervision and with having our doctors there every day and our medical students and our mental health therapists, our master's level clinicians, and just really getting to know that patient and watching them grow all the way through our program regardless of level of care. And that's a huge thing that cannot be overlooked in this field. And we really take a lot of pride in offering that continuum of care.
Yeah, the thing about Dr. Moran and his team over at Family Center for Recovery is that exactly that, triple board addiction psychiatrist. So you know, you have, as far as from a mental health aspect, I mean, which addiction is, it's a form of mental health condition. And you know, you have to have somebody that's well qualified from a medical perspective. And that's what I see over at Family Center that really separates us, the uniqueness as far as all the different facilities that are out there, but also following through care at the different levels. Assessment, extremely important. Your thoughts as we're talking about continuum of care and how important that is to the family and, well, the patient and the family.
Absolutely. We're accredited through Joint Commission and through ACA. The ACA license allows us to treat primary mental health diagnoses. And what this means is that someone does not have to have substance use to be treated at our facility. They can have a primary diagnosis of depression. They can have a primary diagnosis of borderline personality, whatever it may be. And if there's no substance use, we can still treat them, which is not the case in most of the facilities in Florida. Now, above and beyond this, we actually have our psychiatrist seeing the patients every day, Monday through Friday. He spends hours with them, interacting, asking questions, getting to know them on a personal level, and understanding their behaviors. The fact that this is not the case in 99.9% of other facilities, it's very sad in this field. We want to know that if, as a family member, you want to know that your loved one is going to go to a place, and granted, treatment is typically expensive, and yes, insurances are accepted some places, and including ours, but still, the way that the insurance companies are going today, they're covering less and less, deductibles and out-of-pockets are getting higher and higher, and so if you're going to make this commitment to sending your loved one into treatment, make it to a place that is run by a psychiatrist who is going to understand your loved one's illness inside and out. And that is a huge, huge thing that we offer at Family Center.
Excellent. If you've just tuned in, you're listening to the Family Center for Recovery Show. I am your host, Peter Nathan. And with me in the studio today is James Santamarina. I know, go ahead and say it to yourself, Santamarina. What a great name. Anyways, we're visiting and talking, and James is the Director of Family Service. We're talking about the uniqueness of is having addiction psychiatrists such as Dr. Moran, but I also know that Dr. Moran has plenty of help. He's also somebody who believes in team and it's a team effort. We've got medical students, that treatment team. For our listeners, maybe kind of go over a little bit as far as how all that works as far as...
So beyond our psychiatrist that sees the patients every day, we have such an incredible support staff. And every single day at Family Center, we have this thing called treatment team meeting. In treatment team meeting, we have our master's level clinicians, our therapists. We have our medical students. Now, right now, we work with over 60 schools across the nation, psychiatric residents, physician assistant students, and then we also have intern therapists that rotate through us. But having this medical student aspect is so huge. I mean, in all reality, it holds us accountable. You know, these universities don't just send their patients to us, or their students to us, excuse me, without following up and surveying and making sure that we're providing quality care and teaching today's young doctors the appropriate protocols in this field today. And it's such a blessing to be a part of a facility that is up to date with the research and the literature. And a lot of that is led by Dr. Moran. And when I speak, you know, I'm speaking from the knowledge that he's been able to provide me. But it's so cool knowing that he is consistently reading the new research that's coming out on a daily basis and staying up to date with all of the newest and latest, greatest things in the field. And that's what makes our patients have success here, is that we know what we're doing and we're up to date with the research. And it's such a blessing.
It's so cool to be involved with, to be a part of a treatment team and a group that is so committed, such as Dr. Moran is, and 24/7 is, I guess, basically the best way to put it. I mean, there's a lot of things that go on from a standpoint of communication as far as between the clinicians, Dr. Moran, and I asked him once, you know, do you get any sleep? I mean, I had one of the students on his show. I said, do you ever sleep? So, but it truly is something that he loves. And when we talk about as far as Family Center for Recovery, we talk about something that I know is very unique is the community. And that's for our listeners. Could you maybe kind of go over as far as how community works? I mean, I was fascinated the first time I was able to observe community. And there's a lot of nuances with that. For our listeners, community, how does that work with Family Center?
Glad to talk about community. I mean, it's such a unique aspect of the program here. So what we do every morning is we get together, and it's facilitated by our head psychiatrist. The therapists are involved, the medical students are involved, and the patients are involved. And what we do is we talk about the current issues. You know, did someone break a rule recently? Why did they break it? What was their thought process behind doing so? Did they know that there would be consequences? And it allows our staff as a whole to really see the patient's thought process. Even more so is that the staff will be the first to admit that one-on-one with a patient isn't always the best, especially in this field, in the psychiatric field, because we're great manipulators. And I speak from my own personal experience being a great manipulator. And one-on-one, you don't really know what the patient is saying. Is it true? Are they trying to float around the specifics? Are they getting away with a certain part of the story that maybe they just don't want to share? And the community allows us to really hone in. And not only does the staff participate in giving feedback to the patients, but we have our current patients sharing their feedback, the ones that have been through our program and are getting healthy as we go along. And that patient-to-patient community is such a brilliant thing to see, and it's set up so nicely at Family Center.
And is the community part, as far as patient involvement, is such a holding each other accountable, calling somebody out is so important. We're going to be going to a short commercial message, and when we get back, we're going to be continuing to visit with James Santamarina, Director of Family Services over at Family Center for Recovery. Thanks for joining us, and we'll be right back after this commercial message.
You're listening to the Family Center for Recovery Show. Find out more about the Family Center for Recovery on Facebook.com/Family Center for Recovery. The Family Center for Recovery treats patients that most centers don't. We'll be right back.
The Family Center for Recovery in Lantana is the only treatment center in Florida owned and operated by a triple board certified psychiatrist. This means the Family Center for Recovery does treatment the right way. They treat substance abuse, depression, bipolar disorder, OCD, anxiety, teens and adults at all levels of inpatient care. Check out the innovative, life-changing treatment the Family Center for Recovery in Lantana has to offer at FCFRMD.com. That's FCFRMD.com.
Welcome back to the Family Center for Recovery radio show. If you wish to share this broadcast with a friend, you'll find a link at the Family Center for Recovery's website at FCFRMD.com. That's FCFRMD.com.
We are back, and thank you for making a part of your Sunday afternoon, wherever that may be. You might be out for a Sunday drive, or you might be doing some things around the house, folding laundry. We certainly do appreciate you listening to us. You've tuned in to the Family Center for Recovery Show. I'm your host, Peter Nathan. With me today, very special guest, good friend of mine, James Santamarina. He is the Director of Family Services, and we're talking continuum of care. And there's various levels of care over Family Center. Could, for our listeners, maybe go over each of those levels of care and how they work, James?
Absolutely. I'm very happy to. It's so important to discuss what each level of care means and how the patient goes through each level and how we gauge progress based on each level of care. So if necessary, if a patient has been using substances, and like I said before, not all of the patients that come into Family Center use substances. As a matter of fact, we have a lot of primary mental health patients currently. And what we do is if they need detox, they'll go to detox. As far as physically, detox is probably one of the most difficult things for a patient to experience. I know in my experience, it certainly is. But mentally, it's the long-term treatment that I believe is the most difficult. So in detox, what we do is we focus on just making them comfortable, making sure that we get them off of the substances. And, you know, Dr. Moran leads that charge in making sure that the patient is comfortable, but also making sure that things are done in the best interest of the patient. Now, once somebody is detoxed from those substances, we put them into a level of care called residential. Now, residential is such a unique part of our program because it allows us to supervise the patients 24/7 and really know what's going on with them at all times of the day. Now, as a patient, you may feel a little uncomfortable. And speaking from my personal experience, it is a little uncomfortable because you have eyes on you. But this is the most effective way to make sure that we know exactly what little behaviors that patient is displaying. Even if it's midnight and they have a stomach ache, we're going to know about it. We're going to address it to help that patient overcome that issue. It's such a unique part of the program, that oversight and making sure that the patient is comfortable and getting better. As soon as we feel that the patient is stabilized enough at the residential level of care and they've shown some consistent behavior, then we bring them to the PHP, otherwise known as day and night with community housing. Now, this level is my favorite, and it's strictly because it's the in-between stage. It's that stage right before we send the patient out into the real world. Now, we shop with them. They make shopping lists. They have to cook their own food, breakfast, lunch, and dinner. But they still go to clinical 7 days a week and go to groups all day, every day. Now, what this allows us to do is to start to see how they handle a little bit more freedom without giving them the entire world to roam. It's such an important part because in this field with psychiatric illness, including addiction, we find that those little freedoms are the things that can lead to regression. And I know that for me, that's the case. Now, when we're supervising them and they have these little freedoms, we can sort of see, you know, what's irking them, what little things are they struggling with, and then we can hone in on those areas and help to solve it. And it creates such a cool community where the patients start to open up about these little things that they're struggling with because they all want to get to the IOP level of care.
Yeah, I've sat in on community, and it's also something that there's advocating that goes on there too as far as the patient. And Dr. Moran, if I'm not correct in that, he'll ask him. He says, well, how do you –
absolutely.
Move from levels, and heal. Am I correct in that? Is that
advocacy
a fair
is a yeah. huge part of the program.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, we believe that a patient, the best way to get them on a path to appropriate health is making them understand that they can advocate. If they feel that they've done a good job, if they feel that they've done their assignments, that they've learned good coping skills and good ways to cope with maybe their anxiety or their stress, their depression, we ask them, hey, do you think you're ready for the next level of care and why? It's so cool seeing a patient go into community in front of the staff and other patients and advocating for why they believe that they have earned going to the next level. And of course, it results in a discussion amongst everybody, but it's always so transparent. And it's a really beautiful thing to see. And it really builds up the patient in a way where they start to feel that they can take control of their life. And that's what the levels of care are designed to do. Each level, the patient takes a little bit more control in their life, and it's such a beautiful thing to see. Now, after the day and night community housing, PHP level, we get to IOP, OP, intensive outpatient and outpatient. Our most unique part of the program as far as the patients start to work with our vocational director. They start to look for jobs with our vocational director. They get help with their resumes. We help with clothing if they don't have the appropriate clothes to go and look for work. We help them even if they've lost IDs along the way or birth certificates, any identification, social security cards. We help them get all those things back. Again, what a great way to make that patient start to feel whole again. So just kind of putting the pieces back together and being a helping hand to getting that done. Now, as they stay in that IOP, OP level of care, we want them to start working, but they also come into groups and talk about maybe they had a bad day with their boss. Maybe they're mad at their boss. I know I've been there before. And it provides them an opportunity to start to discuss the real world situations now that they're now being put in. And it's so, so cool to see these patients starting to become independent, but also being aware of their surroundings and what they're still struggling with and coming to the staff to discuss those things. The other really unique part is that while they're living independently, they're still supervised. And that is a key for transitional living. Now, for any listeners out there, you've probably heard in Florida that there's halfway houses, this and that. And I urge you, don't go near that. You know, unfortunately, with regular halfway houses, and I won't speak for everything, I won't speak for everyone. There are some appropriate fits out there. But with our transitional living, we have such a unique setting where it's staffed. So even though your loved one may only come to groups a couple days a week, they're still being supervised. We still know what's going on with them all the time. If they're not back for curfew, we know. If they get in a fight with their roommate over the remote control, we know. And those little things may seem silly, but those are little behaviors that will lead back to the illness. And those are things that we get to catch in our transitional living and nip in the bud before they become full-blown regression. And it's such a neat thing to see.
Yeah, it certainly is a phenomenal program, Family Center for Recovery. If you've just tuned in, you're listening to the Family Center for Recovery show, and I am your host, Peter Nathan. We're visiting with James Santamarina. James is the Director of Family Services over at Family Center for Recovery. We're talking about continuum of care. And, you know, the thing that I've grasped about continuum of care is it's somebody, they come to the facility, and they're there from beginning all the way through. It's not like they're getting shuffled around or that's like after you go through this, now you're out on your own. So it's really kind of taking somebody and guiding them as far as a journey, so to speak. Am I correct in that? Is that a fair assumption as my observation?
You're spot on, Peter. It's now that I've taken all of you through the levels of care, now you can see that our psychiatrist, our therapists, our medical students, they are the ones working with that patient in each level of care. So just by default, I mean, they know your loved one, that patient, inside and out. They know everything because they've been with them this entire time. Now, the typical practice in Florida is strictly having a detox, strictly having a residential program, strictly having a intensive outpatient program. So a patient might start in program X for detox, then go to program Y for residential, then go to program Z for PHP, then go to program A and B for IOP. And all you're doing is making the patient lose that foundation and not allowing a true medical team to really get to know that patient and treating them over a long period of time. Now, we have come to the conclusion in this field, and the evidence shows this for all you listeners out there, that 30, 60, 90-day programs, they do not work. You can't put a time limit on mental health. It's just not something that's effective. We don't know how long it's going to take somebody to respond to treatment. We don't know how long somebody's going to want to be in treatment. But as a medical professional and as a medical facility, it is our duty not to make false hopes and say, oh, you'll be done in 45 days. You'll be done in 50 days. It's let's see how you progress and we can talk about it together, coming up with a plan collaboratively. And when I say collaboratively, I mean between the medical staff, the patient, and the family. And this is so, so important.
And the thing that's so important is exactly that. And when you're looking at as far as going in for treatment, it's having somebody who has the experience, the expertise, and the knowledge. And, I mean, we're talking about a medical situation here. And do you have to have somebody that's such as a Dr. Moran, who's a triple board addiction psychiatrist, who understands and knows how to properly diagnose, and also a team to work with as far as being able to fairly and honestly know how to diagnose, as far as your thoughts as we're talking about the uniqueness and the importance, because it is medical related, I mean, mental health.
Yes, and, you know, we're a little slow in the field as far as adapting to the fact that this is a medical issue. You know, a lot of people out there may still kind of see it as a social issue, especially with the drug using, but even with the mental health, somebody that has anxiety, somebody that has depression. But it is a medical issue. It's actually something that is affecting the brain, and therefore that person has no control over it. So it needs to be treated by a medical professional that understands how to attack the brain and fix those areas in order to get the patient healthy.
Yeah, it's so important. Thanks for sharing. With that, we're going to go to a short commercial message, and we're going to be right back. And when we get back, we're going to be continuing to visit with James Santamarina, probably going to get into something really unique, family services and a weekend, family weekend. So with that, we'll be back.
The Family Center for Recovery is the only facility in Florida owned and operated by an addiction psychiatrist, Dr. Robert Moran, and he's dedicated his life to helping the people no one else will. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
At the Family Center for Recovery in Lantana, they treat little problems before they become big problems. Unfortunately, 98% of treatment centers won't treat teens because they think it's too difficult or not profitable enough. Whether your teen is struggling with behavior issues, substance abuse, or mental illness, they believe every kid deserves a chance. Contact Family Center for Recovery or go to FCFRMD.com. That's FCFRMD.com. Family Center for Recovery. Before little problems become big problems.
This is the Family Center for Recovery show. The Family Center for Recovery treats patients that other centers don't, including teens, expectant mothers, patients with mental health issues, or needing a medical detox. Call 855-202-4220.
We are back. Thank you for making us a part of your Sunday afternoon. We certainly appreciate you listening to us. Tune in to the Family Center for Recovery show, and I am your host, Peter Nathan. With me today, a very special guest, good friend of mine, James Santamarina. James is the Director of Family Services over at Family Center for Recovery and Family Services for our listeners. Could you maybe kind of go over as far as what's all involved?
I'm happy to.
Yeah.
You know, we our name, Family Center for Recovery, is for a reason, and it is to represent the importance of families. Now, not every person that comes into our program has a supportive family or even has family. And you know what? That's unfortunate. And a lot of times that's sort of, you know, how they grew up and they're kind of used to it and sometimes why they end up in treatment. But families are such an important key for 90% at least of our patients. And to undermine the significance of it would be foolish. We have a unique opportunity to really fix everything. You know, they say it's not just a personal illness, it's a family illness. You know, even when a patient does things and the family did everything, and I'll use my family as an example. You know, they did everything for me growing up. I mean, I played sports. I did great in school. I had a scholarship to college playing soccer. And all those things went away because of my decisions, not their decisions, not because they were bad parents. But it didn't just affect me. It affected them as well. And it affected them quite harshly. Now, Family Center for Recovery is designed to bring families back together slowly, patiently, in a healthy way. So one of the unique things that we do upon admission is I reach out to the families and I share about the program, answer any questions that they have, any anxieties that they may have. I mean, a lot of times their loved ones have been in treatment centers before, so it's even more nerve-wracking because you think it's just like the other treatment center that they were in. But Family Center for Recovery is not just another treatment center. So what we do is with the families, we have them join a a support group via an app that we use. And what we've done is we've created this group of families. Some still have loved ones with us, and some no longer have loved ones with us. Maybe they've moved on, they've succeeded, or maybe they went to another center. Whatever it may be, we still have families involved that get to share their experience with our new coming families, and they build literally another family. And it is so, so cool to see. You have families getting together on their free time after meeting with each other, just getting support from each other. It's so, so huge. And we're very, very happy as a facility to be able to offer that to these families and to guide them towards healthy support for what they're going through.
That's so important. And, you know, the thing about it is if I'm hearing you correctly, it's togetherness. There's a it takes a family.
It does.
It's helping
take a
each other.
Absolutely.
It's a community. So it's not, you're not in this alone. You have others there to support that have been through the same thing and can identify. Is that a fair assumption? Is that a fair observation?
Absolutely. And, you know, if I get completely honest with everybody listening, you know, it's not easy. I mean, a family sending a loved one into treatment, it is not an easy thing. And that's why we're here talking about it, because we want to maybe be able to push you over that edge to get you to make that decision to maybe put your loved one into treatment or talk to a friend that you know that maybe needs treatment, and understanding that it's not going to be easy, but you will be supported, whether it's at Family Center or elsewhere. Just make sure you take that next step, because things can only get worse typically, and we don't want to see that happen. We need families to know out there that there is that support. And I know from my experience with Family Center that we provide such an enormous amount of support. Now, sometimes when the family comes in, their anxiety is written all over the wall. You know, it comes out left, right, up, down. It comes out all over the place. But we're able to guide them towards these resources that we provide, and then we get to work with them as they go through. I'll follow up with the families and just call them, say, hey, how you doing? And just being able to provide that extra support is so, so important. Now, in addition, we have a family weekend program. And what this allows us to do is spend 3 full days, a Friday through a Sunday, and to educate. And sometimes we have families come in that don't even have a loved one with us, just to learn about the facility and learn about what proper and up-to-date psychiatric care looks like. And that's what we provide at Family Center, and that's what we get to educate with at our family weekends.
Yeah, that's so important as far as, and you mentioned a term, psychiatric care. And I know that that's what separates us as far as uniqueness is that there's other types of things, like we mentioned earlier. We could have depression, we could have bipolar, we could have schizophrenia that also are involved with, and not necessarily substance use. Somebody doesn't have to have substance use as far as to be a patient at Family Center. Family weekend. I know there's always a buzz around the facility when and which we're located. Where are we located? We're located in Lantana, aren't we? Right off of
At the corner of Hypoluxo and Seacrest, Lantana, Florida. And you know, it's funny talking about location. We put a mat outside our front door, and it says it takes a family. And every day when I walk in, it reminds me that it took a family for me to get well, to get healthier, and it just can't be overlooked. And if all I can do throughout this show is just get that message across that there is support out there for these families, I feel like I've done my job for the day. And I will continue to push and push and push until more families and more families and more families know that there is support if they need to send their loved one into treatment. And it's not something that you have to do alone. And now, a lot of the families that bring loved ones into Family Center, they are nervous, of course, and they question the family weekend, sometimes saying, you know, I've been to a family weekend before at another facility, or I know enough about this illness that, you know, I don't need it. But every time when they come to family weekend, they talk about how grateful they are that they came and how much they learned and how it's forever changed their life. And I'll use an example with my father. He went to a fair number of family weekends, and to this day, he says that Family Weekend forever changed his life. Even the way that he works with his employers or his colleagues, his boss, all of that, it's really neat to hear a family member say that and to know that it changed their life as well. Again, it's a family disease, and we're here to help the entire family.
And that's one of the really cool things about Family Center as far as is the Family Weekend. And one of the things that, Dr. Moran is so involved as far as with Family Weekend. I mean, in the afternoon, was it Friday afternoon? He'll start talking, and he'll talk for, hours. And it just keeps going. So cool. And the information, that sharing his knowledge and expertise.
At the end of the day, there's so much information in this field, and it's forever changing. You know, we always say that, or Dr. Moran always says, there's not a single diagnosis that we treated 20 years ago that we treat the same way today. And, that holds a lot of weight because everything is changing. It's every family weekend. The slides are changing. The PowerPoint's changing. The conversation is changing. And these families have an opportunity to spend 6, 7, 8, 9 hours with our psychiatrist and to ask questions and to just open up about things that they've been struggling with. And it just provides a really unique collaborative effort of us treating their loved one and them getting education for themselves in order to move forward in their life. And let me say this, families that devote themselves to education and beginning to get better, to get healthier in their own way, and then we spend the time on your loved ones, on the patients, getting them healthier in our way and their way, and we slowly reintroduce the patient and the family back into each other's lives in a healthy and controlled way because we want to see them succeed. There's nothing more gratifying than seeing a patient and a family be reunited. And sometimes it takes longer than we hope, but this is not a quick fix. This is a lifelong effort, and we recognize that at Family Center, and we put the pieces in place to start to see these families and patients get back together in such a healthy way. And that's why I will always love my job, and I will continue going to work every day with my head held high, making sure that we do everything possible to bring families back together. And that is the way that our entire staff operates, from our therapists to our medical students to our pharmacy techs to our coordinators to our doctors to our nurses to our support staff. Everybody has that same drive to see the families and the patients reunited and to see our patients get well. And that is Family Center for Recovery.
It certainly is a phenomenal, it's an excellent program. And empathy is probably the thing that I've observed most as far as everybody that's involved with and working with the families and being there as far as with the patients. The follow-up as far as somebody goes through treatment and then alumni, so the recovery is lifelong, isn't it? This isn't just Dave, sprinkle some magic dust and everybody's okay and fine here.
Yes.
Is it?
It is a lifelong effort, and we have a really unique opportunity where we have an alumni program where we invite patients back. We typically allow patients who have been in our program for quite some time and maybe even coming on an outpatient as well to start going to our alumni meetings. And what we do is we change up the meeting places. We all share our stories with each other. We invite new people in. We do community service events. And we're doing other events just to better ourselves as humans and to keep us reminded, of the importance of camaraderie and community and family.
Yeah, the fact that it's lifelong and that it's a continuation is so important as far as the treatment. We're going to be back after this short commercial message, and we're going to be continuing to visit with James Santamarina. Thanks for joining us, and we'll be right back.
Like the Family Center for Recovery on Facebook to learn more about their mental health service and addiction resources center located in Lantana, Florida. The Family Center for Recovery treats patients that most centers don't. Call anytime, 855-202-4220. We'll be right back.
The Family Center for Recovery in Lantana is the only treatment center in Florida owned and operated by a triple board certified psychiatrist. This means the Family Center for Recovery does treatment the right way. They treat substance abuse, depression, bipolar disorder, OCD, anxiety, teens and adults at all levels of inpatient care. Check out the innovative, life-changing treatment the Family Center for Recovery in Lantana has to offer at FCFRMD.com. That's FCFRMD.com.
Welcome back to the Family Center for Recovery radio show. If you wish to share this broadcast with a friend, you'll find a link at the Family Center for Recovery's website at FCFRMD.com. That's FCFRMD.com.
We are back. Thank you for listening to the Family Center for Recovery show. I'm your host, Peter Nathan. We certainly do appreciate you making us a part of your Sunday. Yeah, and that's one of the really cool things is that James has done other shows, and if you're a first-time listener, you can visit our website. You can hear some of the other shows that James has done and some of the other guests that we've had. So we're talking about, with James Santa Maria, Director of Family Services, a day in the life. A day in the life. Yes, for our listeners, your thoughts.
So, you know, it's different to be able to talk about this field and treatment in general when you're able to go through it personally. And it creates a unique opportunity to reach out to groups of people where maybe they wouldn't be so open to just listening to just another person that works in a field. And I feel like since I have that double experience, I need to be able to use my voice to try to reach out to as many people as possible. But so for everybody, so everybody can understand a little bit about what a typical day in treatment looks like, I figure we'll walk you through one. So typically in the morning, obviously there's breakfast, lunch, and dinner. I'll leave those out, but we do feed the patients, of course. So in the morning, we have our community group first, and that's facilitated by our head psychiatrist. Again, the treatment team's in there, the medical students, the therapists, and our current patients. And it's a collaborative effort amongst everybody. Really unique opportunity for patients to talk about things that they're struggling with, and for staff and patients to give feedback to the other patients. What a unique environment. Then after that group, depending on how long it goes, sometimes it can go for 2 hours, sometimes it can go for four. You never really know. You know, there's certain days that a lot of things are going on in the community, and we have to get down to the bottom of it and really discover the underlying issues that are causing these problems. So as soon as community ends, we'll have a break. You know, patients, you know, they can go outside and smoke. I mean, we do encourage smoking cessation. We do help patients with nicotine patches and gum and things like that, and some other modalities of treating nicotine replacement. And as soon as we're done with that break, we go back into groups. Now, a typical map of our groups is DBT, dialectical behavioral therapy, CBT, cognitive behavioral therapy. We do art therapy groups. Just the other day, we did a group with where patients were playing some music and things like that. So that was really neat. We'll do cognitive enhancement, where we actually focus on deficits, areas of the brain that have deficits, like executive functioning, verbal memory, visual memory, cognitive flexibility, psychomotor speed, reaction time, simple attention, and complex attention. These are really major areas of the brain that we get to see, you know, what's functioning in the patient. And obviously, I don't read the tests. You know, that's not my qualification. But I do help to administer them, and we currently have somebody that administers those tests. And it's such a unique thing because it's additional on top of all the other treatment. And, you know, some people have resilient brains and they don't have those deficits, but some people have some deficits. You know, I know I struggle with visual memory, so I got to work on those things. So another part we have is the caseload. You know, they meet with their therapist 2-3 times a week in a small group. They also have their individual sessions with their therapist throughout the week. And, you know, it's such a filled day. It's such a structured day. And we start that way at the residential level of care because that's really what the brain needs at that point. You know, it needs the structure, it needs that discipline, that responsibility. And, you know, a lot of little things we do for them, but as they progress through that continuum of care that we talked about, you know, they begin to learn how to handle more freedoms and how to cope with those freedoms and deal with them in a healthy way. So that's a typical day. And, you know, at nights we have our nursing staff will do like nutrition education. We do have a gym. We have recreational activities. You know, the patients enjoy that. You know, they enjoy shooting hoops outside, swimming in the pool. And those are things that are healthy as well. You know, getting the body going, getting the juices flowing, and just making them feel a little bit more like they're living normal and not so much in a, you know, lockdown facility. We're not technically a lockdown facility, but, you know, the residential level of care kind of makes you feel like it's structured, you know. Yeah. So we are able to provide those recreational activities to make them feel a little bit better and to just get them active, and that's so important.
Yeah, that's key thing is structured and well thought out program. Adolescents and teens, I know that there are very few places that somebody could send an adolescent or teens. Your thoughts on our adolescent program and how that works over at Family Center?
Yeah, I'm glad you brought it up. I mean, it's so unique. There's very, very few places that treat adolescents. You know, we treat adolescents ages 13 to 17. It's such a unique opportunity, especially because with adolescents, you know, they're typically going back to live with their parents after treatment. So what we get to provide, since we have the continuum of care, we get to really know the patient at that residential level of care. Then at the partial, we, you know, start to see, okay, do you think they can handle going home? Do they need help honing a few more skills so they can cope with being at home? And also, is the family ready for that patient to go home? Because a lot of times with adolescents, the patient and the family, I mean, they have to live together, so we have to teach them how to live together. So with the intensive outpatient and outpatient part of the adolescent program, it provides a really unique opportunity to send the patient back home with their family after we worked on the patient and we worked on the family, and then see, okay, how are they moving forward together? Are there still little things? Are they still getting in little arguments? You know, is the patient possibly still missing curfew? Or, you know, so we come up with a behavioral contract and really work with the family and rely on the family to tell us what the patient is or isn't doing at home. And then we can always bring them back into a higher level of care if needed. But what a great feeling for a family to be able to have an entire treatment facility, a medical facility, helping guide both them and their loved one back to a normal life at home. And we do such a great job with that. And we have two wonderful adolescent therapists that just are so invested in making sure that when the adolescent returns home, that it's a stable environment and that both the adolescent and the family member is doing what it takes to maintain long-term recovery. It's so cool to see.
As so cool. That's so important too, as far as the family involvement and some types of programs, things, how can we, what should we, how do we react, things along those lines. And that's something that is so unique with the programs that Family Center and Dr. Moran and clinicians and therapists and everybody's involved with that makes us so different. Your thoughts as we're talking about Family Center and programs and things that make us unique.
So, you know, I think we've gone through pretty much all of the, you know, the highlights, but I'll kind of go over them again. You know, with any facility treating psychiatric illness, definitely should have a psychiatrist treating that patient and seeing that patient every day, at least Monday through Friday. And even when it's not Monday through Friday, we know exactly what's going on with that patient Saturday and Sunday. And the psychiatrist is the one making the calls, making sure that everything is done appropriately. And to have that sort of investment, that's what you want. If you're looking for a facility for your loved one, you want to know that there's going to be a psychiatrist that invested. That is a warning sign if that is not the case, if you're looking at any other places. A few other things, you know, just knowing that we have our treatment team meeting that meets every single day. And, you know, we start the meeting at 12:30, and typically, you know, we eat our lunch in there as we discuss, you know, each patient and sort of their progress and, you know, what individuals are struggling with. But we will not leave that room until we have discussed every detail of every patient as far as how we continue moving them in the right direction. And to have that kind of dedication, you know, I can tell you that sometimes our staff is staying, you know, late at night because we stay longer in treatment team or we stay longer in community. And that's just the way that the staff is here. You know, Family Center for Recovery, the name, it encompasses what we do with the families and the patients, but it also encompasses the environment of the staff. You know, it is a family. Literally, we're always working hand in hand, and we're always making sure that everything is done in the best interest of the patient. And to have that many people, we have such a large staff, to have that many people so devoted to getting the patients well, that's why I work there. You know, that is the reason that I just don't see myself leaving, you know?
Yeah.
It's an incredible environment, and it's just an incredible place to work. And, you know, in summary, I guess for our listeners, just make sure that you're asking the right questions. You know, if you even have doubts that maybe your loved one or your friend or a close family member or anybody could be struggling, just call even if it's a psychiatrist, get an expert opinion. And you know, the way that we have our program set up here is you can call and just get advice. You know, you don't have to just call because you want to bring someone into treatment. You can call our admissions team. I happen to oversee the admissions team, and we will just be there to support you in whatever decision you make, and just helping to guide you and your family in a healthy direction. And that's our goal, and that's all we want to do. So thank you guys for listening today.
Yeah, we really do appreciate you, James. Thanks for joining us in the studio today and really talking with us about the program and Dr. Moran and Family Center for Recovery and the uniqueness of it. So if you're interested in learning more about Family Center, please visit our website. And we appreciate you making us a part of your Sunday afternoon. And we're going to be here each and every Sunday, 1 to 2, AM 850. And thanks again. We really appreciate you making us a part of your Sunday afternoon. And James, thank you so much for visiting with us in the studio. We really appreciate
you
sharing your views and the information. Okay. Thanks again.
This has been the Family Center for Recovery radio show. To learn more about the center or to send a link of this show, visit fcfrmd.com. That's fcfrmd.com. Join us next Sunday at 1 p.m. for the Family Center for Recovery show.